Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
All right, Bang Bang, today is Thursday. It is January 27th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. We're doing another one of these roundtables. We're in the big studio. We got the full crew, except we're not drafting weird shit. So here we are. Welcome back, White Sox Dave.
Hello.
Hey, you said earlier today you thought White Sox Day was had some spunk or he was on one.
He did. Can we get back into that again?
Yeah, I feel like it
should be highlighted.
It's not often that I'm on a non-dog walk or non-snake draft dog walk, but I know you blowhards miss me. Half you fucking losers probably scream my name when you're too pump chumpy to fat wives.
Christ.
you're not using Roman, foul boy.
You're unbelievable.
I mean,
you're disgusting. You're disgusting. That was a disgusting comment.
But continue yeah. while you're shot out of a cannon.
That's all I gotta say. I mean,
where's the spunk
gracing
come from?
I'm gracing you guys with my presence today.
Where does your spunk come from?
It depends on how my day starts. No, I'll say this about me: I'm pretty close to perfect, but I'm not perfect. I'm not Jesus Christ, then.
What?
And one flaw I have about me is I let my mornings dictate the rest of my day. So if I have a great morning, you know, productive morning, stress-free morning, I'll be in a great mood the rest of the day. If I don't, then I won't.
What does a productive morning look like to you?
Typically, I'm out of bed by 7. You know, load up on the caffeine, throw in a hog, take a dump, walk the dog. I'd like to get blogs done before I get to the office because you guys are such distractions for me that I can't typically work here all
you're
that great.
I agree, but you're the biggest distraction.
That's
here.
Not true. Okay. This is my time. The floor is mine. Please raise your hand if you would like to speak. And
you know what's interesting that didn't transfer over from the old office to the new one is the fact that you just would constantly just play TV dramas in the middle of the workday. Remember that when
both of these guys did that.
I
don't mind
so
it,
much.
But Dave would be like,
"Did he? Did you?"
Carl definitely would have Game of Thrones on.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it, and I like background noise and stuff. Mm-hmm. We didn't have cable.
Yeah,
but Dave would come in and be like, "I'm in the middle of a Game of Thrones rewatch, season 2. I'm in the middle of episode 3." Like he would.
Yeah.
I like background noise to a certain extent, and I like to appease Dave to a certain extent.
And Dave definitely broke the barrier. You were first, I think. Right?
I don't know that I was.
You know,
maybe.
I don't know.
There's a chance.
For some reason, I remember just you doing it. And the room was half the size.
Yeah. And it was my dad's garage TV.
Yeah, on the Toshiba.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny that that never made its way back. I just thought.
Are you happy? It
we have way more TVs.
We have more TVs than we do full-time employees.
Yeah.
6, 7. I don't know if that one's hooked up to cable.
This one counts. We have 8.
Yeah.
We have 8.
And the Toshiba, so 8.5.
60-inch TVs, and we have 5.
We got 9.
7.
There's one in the dog walk studio, too.
No, yeah, that's 9.
We got 9.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, that's nice.
Speaking of Pete.
Also, I got us. Can I break? I got us new chairs.
Oh, shit.
Okay, purchase order approved.
Wait, what do you mean new chairs? Like for the.
Because we've been working.
Like, I like these chairs.
I've gotten used to them.
Not these chairs.
No. For the gambling cave.
Oh, the sofas.
Yeah.
We got
not
chairs?
Sofas, though. We got chairs.
Ooh.
Like Lazy Boy chairs?
Not Lazy Boy, but they're nice. So you went to Greektown.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
good
nice.
Chairs. That's
yeah.
a good chair.
Great stadium
chair.
Seating.
I like fell in love with that chair. Yeah.
All right. That's a big update.
Did you give that little like ass jiggle on the chair to make sure it you know fits you correctly?
Yes. It was nice. So I
get a nice little groove going.
I wore my Rip Hamilton mask and I did everything I could to make sure I liked that chair.
Do I have to crank a lever to recline or does it come with the fucking?
I don't know if they recline.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wait. Did you just emphasize the prefix?
Yeah, he went recline.
Yeah.
What do you
that
mean?
Was a little odd.
Recline.
Recline.
Oh, it should be like one word.
The accent
recline.
The emphasis
be
is on the second on the climb.
On the second syllable.
I struggle with that in vocab class. I think they introduced that to you when you're in like sixth grade. I still to this day struggle with it.
I see a re and I just don't know. Well, I think that should be emphasis.
And sometimes it
emphasized.
Is.
We'll be here all day if we continue this, but sure, emphasize.
You just did it again.
No, you went emphasize.
I was fucking with them that time.
You went emphasize.
Oh. Now I'm in my own head about this because I was going to say, well, like rewind, but I think I probably would say rewind. I don't know.
Dude, so I
no,
well, actually,
it depends there. It depends there.
Repossess.
I was in a rewind.
Repossess.
That's it. Repossess. Yeah. Hmm. I always like those are always interesting to me. I had our old frat advisor, great guy, big Tennessee fan. He would always say mature, but he'd say mature.
Hated that.
Oh, and, I don't like that.
We were always like thrown off. We're like, is it mature?
The other one is when people say, I feel like you see it a lot around the Olympic times. People say amateur or in
golf. Oh, yes. I don't like that.
Yeah. They're
I think it is amateur in golf, though.
How could that be?
It's just amateur everywhere else, but it's amateur in golf.
I hate that. Yeah. Oh, he's the number one amateur.
I'll give you another one. Sexual harassment.
I was just about to say it.
I hate that
one
too.
Harassment.
I had the same
teacher. I hate everything about that word.
Yeah.
In second and fourth grade, she changed grades, so I had her twice.
That's a tough break for you.
No, I actually liked her, but looking back, she was probably like a fucking crazy lib, which is fine, to each their own. But she would make, like, we would have sexual harassment, like, lessons and shit, and she would say harassment because she didn't want to be her ass. Like, when you break it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why. And,
just
you make a joke
shit.
Of it.
That's just overthinking shit.
I remember exactly that's right? how she put it because it was her ass, and you're teaching about harassment.
Well, hold on, real quick. Speaking about her ass, I hope it's clean. I hope she uses wood grooming.
Yeah.
You mean your ass?
Yeah,
you
my ass. Or her ass.
How about all asses?
All asses created equal. We got wood grooming. If you're watching this on YouTube, you see the product on our desks. It's Barstool's new grooming line. We got products across hair, body, beard, and shave. Wood is for products when you you want to look your best, feel your best, smell your best. Now all you have to do is live your best with wood. Then we got a bunch of scents here. The Golden Hour, it's got a smooth brandy and a Madagascar vanilla. A Summer House, it's got a coastal lavender and a sea salt. And we got the Fresh Tracks, which are an oak moss and a pink pepper.
God,
it's nice. I use that one, the body wash today. So I use the Golden Hour shampoo conditioner, and I use the, what did you say, Fresh Tracks? It's the one with the green cap, right, I assume?
I think, maybe.
Well, I used the green cap one today, and I was standing in the shower be like, this smells fucking great.
Well, that's good.
Does it enhance your libido?
I'll test it out later today.
Report back to me.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I don't want any videos or nothing. You're kind of gross.
No, I'll send you a text. Be like, yeah, it worked.
All right. I'd appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Just for science and market research, you know.
Yeah.
Take it up another level. Go get some wood grooming, hair care, body, face, beard. It has it all. Whatever you need, it has it. Getwood.com or get it at your local CVS. Everything's $15 or below.
Women shave their legs. I'm looking at the back of this cooling balm right here. It leaves a refreshing balm that, or it is a refreshing balm that helps cool and hydrate the skin post shave.
Let me tell you something else about that body wash. My legs, I don't know what's going on. They're like falling apart. They're like flaky. Like it's just so dry and gross outside. I started using that, like scrubbing my legs with that stuff.
Good.
I mean, you got a baby's nest bottom that just leg. Will not quit.
Do you?
You'd think your legs just are continually like, you know, being worked.
What'd you say?
You got an ass that won't
quit.
That
is true.
Who told
He's
you
got
that?
A
Dave. Oh, really?
He's got a dumpy. Just a dumpy.
Yeah,
it's it's not that I'm it's unavoidable.
Would you have a foursome with him and us again?
No.
No? You just said he does one that doesn't quit.
Don't
you want to win championships?
I mean, I'm just saying it's thick.
Yeah, thick.
Not T-H-I-C-K. I'm talking T-H-I-C-C-C.
Explosive.
Oh,
I wouldn't go that far.
Powerful. I'd watch Ozzy.
Powerful.
You would?
I would watch an Ozzy OnlyFans channel of him just... And I know he's a faithful man. I'm just saying if there was like a channel of Ozzy just... Making love, not even like a jackhammer.
I don't think I want to watch anybody that I feel like I know have sex.
No, never.
Ozzy,
I've walked in on Friends before.
Like wood grooming commercials. Like he's such like, you know, he just always looks
swash.
Fresh. Yes.
Yeah.
His hair's always so fucking moist.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good.
Yeah.
He is, yeah. Would you wouldn't want to watch anyone?
I don't think so. Like, no. I remember when, like, the Portnoy
stuff...
The Portnoy stuff was going wild. I'm like, I don't really have any interest in that.
You know, I'm on record.
It's a federal crime.
That I would love to see White Sox Dave fuck on Canadian Viagra, so...
That, I mean, that's weird.
That is a little weird.
I know it's weird, but I'm just...
I don't want
to
watch
what
Dave
are you, what
because...
are you trying to learn from that experience?
Dude,
what are you,
are you kidding
what are you,
me?
What are you curious about?
If I could get a live feed of White Sox Dave at all hours of the day, I would subscribe to that. easily. Not for perverted reasons, but because I'm
you
just...
You just said you wanted to see him.
But that's one...
I'm going to spare
that's
you
an old
the,
take of yours, right?
What?
When did that take come out? That you've said that before.
Oh, yeah. That was an old school Barstool Chicago radio hour.
I'm going to spare you the suspense. That's kind of... Spare you the suspense, Ed. Come 6 p.m., I'm on the couch staring at the TV clicking, and I don't move more than like 10 feet.
I know, but see, I don't know. To me, I'm just... I don't know. It would just be interesting.
What if you were watching Dave... So this is like a porn, and then you got hard.
Well, then, you know.
That's fucking weird.
It would be what it is.
Isn't Seinfeld the whole thing on, like, the originate, like, where's the boner come from?
That was an old fraternity fable as well. Will we bring that up? I've never heard of anyone actually doing that, but I was like, oh, everyone wears sweatpants, and we're going to watch gay porn, whoever gets a boner, you know.
Whatever. That was like your hazing thing?
No, I said that's like a fable.
Did you guys have hazing shit?
Yeah.
Like... Ryan and I are the non-frat guys. I don't know really the first thing about frats.
I went through 2 weeks of...
you said that. Yeah. I remember you saying that. We weren't allowed to have frats in my college. And that's one thing that always, like, oh, fucking Barstool's a bunch of frat boy losers. I went to a college that it was literally illegal to have fraternities. But anyways, the elephant walk. Like, that was like
that's like the number one.
What's the elephant walk?
You never heard of the elephant walk? So.
It puts their finger like you on my hand goes in your ass, your hand goes in somebody else's ass.
Oh, what the fuck?
And they're reaching. You know how like at a circus the elephants.
Yeah,
are all,
I mean now that like
you've never heard of an elephant one.
Never heard of that.
That's what Harry. He was in a Michigan private society.
Yeah.
That's what
Harry's in
disavow Harry.
Harry was in Michigan Skull and Bones. They did weirder
did you know
shit
that?
Than that.
You got Harry. You got to tell these.
You're
guys
fired.
That.
Oh wait, hold on.
Do you guys know what Skull and Bones is?
No.
Yeah, I own the DVD.
I gotta watch.
You haven't seen Paul Walker and Joshua Jackson?
I haven't, dude.
Oh, God. Skull's a great movie. They're on the road. They're on the crew team together.
Feels like I would like it.
Harry, go ahead and reveal your misgivings.
Yeah, I was a part of a secret society at Michigan. They got disbanded off campus.
For what?
A year after.
What's the difference between your secret society and, say, a traditional, like, the Beta House or something?
I mean, they just got people from every corner of campus. So athletes, people that were in fraternity life, Greek life, people that were in specific clubs, head of specific clubs. It was really just to like bring different communities together on Michigan's campus.
He had some big dogs in it too. Right? Like what? Who? Like wasn't? Or are you allowed to say this or no?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
okay. I mean, it's. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't want.
It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Gerald Ford was in it.
Marty Turco. NHL goalie.
Loser.
Huge. Marty Turco.
Blackhawks legend.
Yeah.
Did a half a season here or something like that.
Whatever.
Forgot to say, too. This is what I want to bring up, too. I think I got the rope-a-dope pulled over me today.
You got a rope-a-dope?
No.
What is it? On what?
What happened?
Did you know how much it is to tailor a blazer?
A lot.
A lot.
I didn't realize that.
Dude, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Like
how much?
It was $135.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly what I was.
Yeah,
how much was a blazer?
I did not realize it. Probably not much more than that.
No. Oh, really?
Yes.
I got one blazer. It's $250.
I had no idea. But it was like, you know, right when you're there, because obviously I'm going to Miami this weekend, and I had me over a barrel. You know what I mean? I was like, I need it by Friday.
All right, how about
I was just put in my mind, I'm like, I might as well just buy a new one, you know?
I went to a wedding, like a fancy wedding last April out in Palm Springs, and I landed. And they had like, they had a rehearsal dinner, and I was not in the wedding, so I didn't think I would have to go to that. And then they had this welcoming thing at this country club, that it was like you need to have something to wear. I didn't pack anything to wear, so I had to go. I found like this outlet mall in Palm Springs, and like I don't know, I had never been to an outlet mall that was that expensive, but I spent like $1,000 on clothes to go to one party. So had to get a blazer, had to get another dress shirt, pair of shoes that match, belt. Like I had like my tuxedo and stuff for the wedding. I didn't.
But
have
you
it.
Didn't know that the.
I did not think I was expected to go to this thing. So then I just got there and drove. I started the trip in San Diego, drove up, found this outlet mall, and just like shopped. And I hate shopping, but same thing. Like you bought it, and they're like, okay, like you know, we should probably do that, take this in, do that. And it's like, fuck, what's that? You know, it's like another $150.
I had no idea.
But they got it done. I was like, I need this, like, now.
I had no idea.
Makes all the difference, though. You're going to get that blazer. You're going to be jacked when you get that blazer. You're going to wear it out in Miami. You're going to start looking for reasons to wear it in Chicago.
Yeah,
but like, it'll give you – you'll be like, all right, good. I'm glad I did that. Now, I would have pause if you were a guy who was regularly going to the tailor. I always get questions about people that are getting the stuff on discount or on guilt, whatever. They're like, you know, they buy designer clothes in bulk, and then they take them over to the tailor, and it's just like a monthly – it's part of their lifestyle, and then the wardrobe's always fully stocked. So that these people have to go to Miami, they're like, "Oh, let me which is the right blazer for Miami?" Those people are crazy to me. Mm-hmm. You're much more in line with like, "All right, I have this trip coming up, Chief. What you're talking about, you have something coming up, so now we have to go and buy something for it to fit in." Those I much more would rather hang out with those people and identify with those people than somebody who has like an array of blazers to choose from.
I didn't know that was a thing. People just get.
Oh yeah. Like that was like Dave,
a hobby,
yeah.
Shopping online and Ben fashion and getting
stuff. But
their
I didn't know people are
like
regularly like I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the way you worded that was like people getting discounted designer.
Yeah, because then I'll go. I'll buy instead of me going fitted for stuff. Yeah. It's like, dude, I'll just go to BillyReed.com or whoever the aggregators that are doing like the discount websites.
Dude, I don't know if I'll ever transition to that. Do you guys? I still like to try on clothes.
Never will I buy clothes online.
I mean, because of what Dave said earlier, when I got this thick ass, that I can't just buy clothes online. Like, I have to go and try it on.
Yeah, but even like hats and shoes, it's still tough.
Oh, I just got introduced to a guy.
Yeah. I buy shoes online. Yeah. And I just know I have wide feet. So.
The guy who started Trunk Club, there's a couple of them, but one of them I just got introduced to, and he was like, hey, come by. He sold his interest in Trunk Club, and now he started his own tailoring thing. This guy, Mike, nice guy. Hey, come by. I would love to get you. I do clothes for your buddies. And, like, the guys he does clothes for, my friends, are, like, super rich fucking guys. He's like, yeah, come by. I'll fit you for a jacket. So my buddy's standing there. He's like, dude, look at this. And it was a fucking blazer that had a sweater stitched into it and all this stuff. And the guy's like, yeah, I make that stuff by hand. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just going to keep wearing these free hoodies from Penn National. Yeah, I'm okay, buddy. Yeah.
Well, and that's the same thing. Like, I was going to ask you, do you still wear all your clothes from your previous life?
I have purged.
Seriously.
I got rid of, I'm not joking, I've gotten rid of 90% of my button-ups.
Yeah.
Donated to Goodwill. And then I got rid of, I had like four really good suits because I used to have to wear a suit almost every day to work. So I had four really good suits for like meetings. And then I had four suits that were like, well, if you're going to the office and whatever, to wear a suit anyways. And then I have a tuxedo. So there would be like nine Foley things. I have four of those left.
Okay, so
I
got kept the good ones.
I kept one shitty suit.
Okay.
I got rid of one of the nice suits that didn't fit me. Mm-hmm. The nice thing is at this point, like, I only have stuff in my closet that fits me and I feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
It's not even like a range of like, oh, this is nice, this is shitty. Like, I just want to be in clothes where I'm like, okay, the sleeve is the right length.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you're in corporate America and you have to get up and like put on.
Sucks.
There are so many times you'll be going in the office with like, pants that don't fit, mismatched socks. Just because you're on the grind, you don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, I did the same thing, and then I went out. I did, like, a kind of a fancy dinner for New Year's Eve, like this dinner party thing. And I'm like, I don't have any clothes. Like, I don't have – because look at me now. I got a fucking freak.
You got a lot of clothes, but you're just not a diverse
– they're all made out of cotton. You know, like it's like what size is it? It's not like it's a 44 long. It's an XL. You know, like I don't have any clothes that would be measured in numbers.
I didn't have clothes to wear to the meeting with the Penn National guys in Erica when they came in like a year ago to look at office space or whenever that was, and we had dinner on. I remember like having like I didn't have nice shoes. I had to go into my attic and find like old slacks from
Was there a certain suit you were looking forward to throwing out? Like, was there like an Office Space moment for you where you were like,
with the
printer? Your printer?
Yeah.
All right. So I had this one suit that was like $700 and it was tailored inappropriately and it's got like boot cut legs and thick pinstripes. And it was just like, I should not have gotten it, but my dad was getting suits at Nordstrom. So he's like, hey, come down to Nordstrom. Well, you know, you and I'll try, you know, buy one, get one half off or something. So we got a couple of suits, and I think they tailored mine the way that, like, to my old man specifications, which is, like, old school stuff, like, you know. Yeah. And
he's just smaller than you, too.
Yeah, but he likes to wear it high-waisted and all that shit. So I was – I mean, I did end up donating it, but I kind of wanted to just, like, hang on to it because every time I would look in my closet – I recently went through a closet purge, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that this month.
Yeah, that's what's nice about moving. What, like, you'll be able to – get rid of a bunch of shit.
Yep. What about shoes? Dave's probably our biggest shoe guy here, but it's almost far. Jordans.
I got in my bedroom right now, I probably have 30 pairs of shoes.
That's
crazy.
I got about probably 15 pairs of Air Force Ones, 4 pairs of Jordans, a couple pairs of running shoes, then like not expensive, just like kind of wear out shoes that I'll get for like $70 at Kohl's or whatever.
You a Croc guy?
No.
Birkenstock guy?
I had fucking Crocs.
I used to love Birkenstocks.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like Johnny Birkenstock over here. You probably know the guy who's inheriting the fucking.
And I don't know why I've gotten
the same
away.
Berkshire,
I,
same floor.
I definitely had them there too. But I don't know why I've gotten away from them because I still think they're great. So I think maybe this summer I'll get back into Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks probably smell like shit.
They were bad. I've had a few pairs.
Sperry's that are just
same. Sperry's are bad
Dave,
too.
Nuclear waste.
Oh yeah, you stink. They stink.
Oh yeah,
I can't imagine the fungus in your Sperry's.
The one pair of boat shoes that I do wear, they're Timberland boat shoes. So same thing. They got so bad that I just left them on our back porch for an entire year because you couldn't bring them inside. But now they have boat shoe socks that are like
no CMs.
No show. Yeah. Like, I wear ankle socks typically, but these are, like, even smaller, yeah. So that helps.
Harry, am I misremembering, or didn't your dad have some kind of company that was, like, a deodorizer for hockey bags?
No, yeah, he still does that.
He still does it.
Yeah, well, it's like, a side gig.
Is that impossible? I mean,
I think it worked, right? Like, good.
Did you name it Sploosh?
I like
the holes reference.
Can you have your dad send in some inserts for Dave's feet?
Of course.
Yeah. I haven't worn those in so long that they don't stink no more.
Is there a reason for that hockey bags smell so bad?
Yeah, science. It's sweat. It gets trapped in there. It's like I had a...
But like I feel like a helmet and shoulder pads didn't smell bad. It didn't smell great. Shoulder pads didn't smell great. But
shoulder pad, but like your shoulder pads aren't... You're usually hanging up in your locker. You're talking about football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so usually those are hanging up in your locker.
Sure, it's breathing a little bit.
Right, so these are, you would have your bag, and you get all disgusting, and you'd throw your bag in the car, and then, and take it out of, sometimes you would forget, and like, I remember like being little, and like, I would get in the car, and like my mom would be driving me to school, and she'd be like, so mad, because I would leave the bag in after practice overnight, and just, the car would stink. But usually, like, you take your bag out, you might unzip it, and then let it breathe, but it's breathing in the garage, and it's, so it's just like you get like just disgusting. Like I remember this is like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, my dad was doing one of his like clean out the garage phases that never go well, and I like found like an old hockey bag, and I used to have like, I would wear a t-shirt under my equipment, and then when I was getting undressed, I just throw the t-shirt in there. So I had this like an old hockey bag that had like 20 stinky t-shirts that had been in the, like sweaty and then in the garage for maybe like 5 or 6 years. They were like moldy, like literal like black mold and disintegrating. Ugh. And like it was like I opened it up.
You guys call me foul. That is foul.
Well, I mean, it's not like I just left it in the garage. I wasn't living at home. So like I was home and he's like, yeah, go like you got a hockey bag out there. Go check it out. And it was disgusting.
Harry, you're the only other hockey guy in the room. Just a quick poll, no reason for this, but what do you think about hockey bags, people who got wheels on them?
Not a fan. It's usually for like younger kids, but the whole saying is if you got wheels on your bag, you probably don't have like wheels in the game.
Yeah, it's an accurate statement. This is
my chief has wheels on
slander. Like, look at
that's not slander.
It is slander because you're acting like I wheelie the bag around. But I didn't buy the bag.
But you had wheels on your
bag. Put them there, I didn't buy the bag.
I know nothing about hockey culture. I just know when in 2018 we went to a charity event, Chief showed up with wheels on his bag, and they were all fucking with them.
Well, that happens every time I go into a rink. I'm not going – but this is called fortitude, intestinal fortitude. That's why I'm able to draft Parada and get shit on for a year and a half because I don't fucking care. They sent me that bag for free. You want to give me a hard time about having a free bag? You think you're going to bully me into go getting a bag that doesn't have wheels? Fuck you. I'm taking the free bag.
I love that story, though. Yeah. They're all fucking with him. Like,
I don't care. That's the point.
Fucking guy walks in. With
we got to recover that footage.
Which one?
I I think we have it.
You talking about the Roenick one or the other one?
That's
the
other
one.
Fuck
the Roenick. It wasn't. It wasn't good though.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Which
yeah.
makes it that much better because it was Eddie dressed up as Pierre Maguire and it was doing in-game interviews with Patrick Kane. Yeah. And Eddie asked Patrick Kane, he skates up and he's like, "Hey, congratulations to your uncle." And he goes, "What?" And then he goes, "Your uncle just won the election." Eddie was talking about the former wrestler Kane, who just was elected mayor of a small town in Tennessee, like
no
the week before.
He's
just staring at you.
He
like
realized
a
what you were doing after a minute. Yes. And he started playing along.
Like I could have said any. I could have said anything to Patrick Kane. I went with that.
Yeah, it's a shame that he doesn't like do media stuff.
He's
funny,
bro. He's funny. Carl really fucking funny. Hit him with one of the greatest lines ever too. We're going to check in, and he's right in front of us checking in. And the lady who was helping the other lady, she's like, the check-in lady, she's like, "Oh, what's your name back there?" He's like, Patrick Kane. And Kane's like, head whips around. He's like, and then he just laughed. It was really funny.
Yeah.
He was so caught off guard. I was like, "Oh, my God, you're Patrick Kane. This is awkward now." Michael funny. Sturck.
Yeah. But he is very funny. He is a funny guy.
On the topic of hockey bags, when I was 17, I got – nominated for an all-star game for baseball at Guaranteed Rate Field. It was U.S. Cellular Field at the time. And it was a pretty big deal. It was from a Fallwood Bat League and a bunch of college coaches there. It was really, really competitive and everything. And you would go in. Have you ever been and sat in the scout seats?
No.
Okay, there's a specific entrance. It's right behind home plate. And it's like where the players enter, right through the players' parking lot. And even though there wasn't like fans or anything for this game, they were checking bags for, like, bombs and drugs and shit. Mm-hmm. And so I had my catcher's bag. I had my catcher's bag there, and it's my dad and I, and that's it. And obviously no charge to get in or anything, but they're checking through my bag, and for some reason I had a bunch of great blunts in it. Like, you know when you turn 18 or whatever, you go and first thing you do is buy fucking dip. Yeah.
Like the backwoods? Wait, you said
like
blunts?
Grape blunts, like cigars.
Yeah.
Like cigarillos or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they pulled it out and they held it up. And my dad just looks at me like,
"You idiot.
Like, what are you doing? Why are there cigars in your fucking bat bag when there's like a million fucking college coaches?" Like, at that point, he was so sick of me and he couldn't wait to get rid of me that he didn't yell or even bring it up again. He just gave the... Just put his head down and shook his head, and I'm like,
"He's like, I give up.
You can throw those away. Like, they're not mine," which they were.
And that's why I need the 24-hour feed for moments like that that are like not planned, not intentional.
You don't get enough White Sox Dave in your day to day.
Yeah, you don't.
But
need
the good thing
that.
Was, there wouldn't be two-way interaction. Okay. Yeah, I would just, you know what I mean.
He's not in
the no. See, okay, if we're gonna
he's
do
not
this,
long, like, oh, he's got a point.
If we're gonna do this, I would demand you can have your 24-hour feed. I would demand that I can contact you and you have to answer and like be on video screen or something.
You like an intercom?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just push a button on the wall and be like, "Hey, did you see that?"
You guys should get the old Nextel phones for each other where you could two-way walk like your Polish buddy growing up, how he could like talk to his dad during the middle of the day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And he'd be like, get the fuck back to the house.
It was the bright yellow phone,
yeah,
right?
The Nextel.
Yeah, the Nextel.
Yeah, my buddy John had one of those. His dad be like, "Get the fuck home."
I remember, remember the movie Three Ninjas?
Yeah, oh, with Chris Farley, right?
No,
that's Beverly Hills. Rocky, Tum Tum, and Colt.
Yeah. Rocky and Emily had that little, little speaker box, and I'd love that with Dave. But to answer your question, no deal, because that has, "Hey, yeah, I can't find my keys. Where the fuck did I put them?" All over it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is a negotiation, correct?
Yeah, it is.
So it is. If I'm going to give you your 24 axes live feed of me banging fucking broads in my bed,
that's not why I want it though.
Yeah. I mean, have to give
that
me something.
Is kind of why you want. That's the number one thing
you want
is Dave on Canadian.
No, that's a benefit. That's a bonus. Have we passed the statute of limitations to talk about one incident?
Mm-hmm.
What? It?
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Okay, because that's what I really...
Can you hint at it? Because I don't know what you're talking about. Without giving away names or situations or...
A bottle of 3G.
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is why we need this feed. Dave, take it away.
So I adopted... I adopted Ace, my beautiful little mixed.
Do you know
mutt.
The story?
Yeah, you,
no, I
yeah,
don't.
You, oh, you would know it if you heard it. And I adopted him on December 1st of 2020. So he's a pandemic puppy, and he's super, super well behaved dog. He is a perfect apartment dog.
Great dog.
He doesn't bark. He's not invasive. He's a little clingy, but all dogs are if it's just you and them. But so when I cook dinner, the way my apartment's constructed is I got a little breakfast bar that overlooks the TV in the living room area, and he hops upon the couch and he like peeks his head over the breakfast bar when he's begging for food whenever I'm cooking. And it's fine because there's the divider there, so he's not like getting in my face when I'm cooking. Like, Ace, get the fuck out of here. So I noticed I'm cooking. Because we used to drop Redline on Thursdays. Now we drop him on Wednesdays. It was a Wednesday night, and I texted you guys the next day I might be late. So this is probably, I would say, 8 o'clock. I'm cooking up dinner, and I'm like, where's the dog at? Like, he's usually peeking his head through the little window right there. And he was just chilling by my coffee table. I'm like, all right, whatever. And a few hours go by. It's probably about 10 o'clock at night at this point. And I'm looking at Ace. He's on the other couch. At the time, I had two separate couches. And he's on the other couch. And I'm looking at him like, man, he's acting kind of weird. And he would, like, every now and then just peek his head up at me. And he would just, like, stare at me. But there was, like, he was emotionless at the same time. So when I walk him, I would walk him up my alley to the street, and there's this guy, his name's Marcel, and Marcel and Ace love each other, and this guy's awesome dude, but I thought that there was a chance that he poisoned my dog. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I leash up Ace. It's the middle of January. This is almost a year ago this happened. I was thinking about this yesterday, actually. Yeah. It was almost a year ago that it happened, so it's middle of winter. I leash up Ace, and I'm walking him around the block, and once he gets, like, his momentum going, he's walking normal. I'm like, all right, everything's fine. So I get him inside. He goes to sleep, and then all of a sudden he starts hiccuping in his sleep. I'm like, what's wrong with him? Same thing. So I walk him again, and this time, like, I could tell something was wrong with him. So I walk him around the block again. We go back to sleep. We get – at this point, it's, like, midnight. We're laying on the couch, and he starts puking in his sleep. So I'm like, fuck, something's wrong with him. Something's actually wrong with him. So as he's puking in his sleep, like, he's tensing up really badly, and I'm like, he's having a fucking seizure right now. So I walk him to the elevator for the third time, and as we're standing at the elevator, he was like one of those fainting lambs or the goats or whatever they are. Like, he would be on all four, and he would just tip over and fall on his side. So I'm like, fuck. So being in the middle of a pandemic, like, nothing's open at this point. No bars are open, no restaurants, nothing's open. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I took him to the emergency vet at in Lincoln Park by Joe's on Weed Street off North Ave, and I drop him off. I'm like, I'm freaking the fuck out. I've had the dog for like a month and a half at this point, and I'm freaking out, and she's like, you can't come inside. Like, you're not allowed inside. I'm like, I'm going in that fucking place. And she, and to her credit, she, like, was really good, the vet, at diffusing me, because I was really emotional, obviously. Dog's like having a fucking seizure or something. So she's like, you can either wait in the parking lot, or you can go home and we'll let you know, like, what's going on. And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, this might be like a massive surgery, like, they might call me in 20 minutes, say we gotta put him, like, I was having bad thoughts go through my head. So I'm on my way back to my place. At this point, it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Within 2 minutes of me getting on the road back to my place, they call me up. They're like, sir, did you give your dog a weed brownie? I'm like, no, I didn't give him a weed brownie. Like, I don't smoke weed. I don't have any weed in my possession. I did not give my dog a weed brownie. So she's like, he's really high right now. And I'm like, what? What? And then the little light bulb went off. The 3-Chi. So while I was cooking dinner, he broke into one of the oil tincture bottles. And
just consumed, like, super concentrated.
Super concentrated.
You need like one drop.
At this point, he was probably 40 pounds.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, fuck the 3-Chi. So he got into the bottle, ripped the cap off, chewed it up, and you could see, like, his tongue mark on the hardwood where he couldn't reach. So he was, like, sticking his head under the couch and licking it off the floor because it was pouring out of the bottle. And I'm like, oh, shit, I think I might know what it is. I work for this media company. They send us all this free THC stuff, and she's like, bring the bottle back. So I brought the bottle back. She kind of like snickered at me. She's like, the dog's going to be fine, but he has enough THC in him to get an elephant high right now. And I'm like, fuck. So she's like, we can hook him up to IVs and like he'll be fine. Like, he's just really fucking stoned. So they sent me pictures. They had him in like a little hotel for dogs with like a couch with like fucking pillows on it. So the dog, it was a $575 bill to like get him flushed out. And I picked him up the next morning at 8 a.m. And he wasn't not high until about 5 o'clock that next afternoon. It was the highest I've ever seen anything, animal or person.
Any point you're nervous that they're going to like then call somebody and be like at any yes. point where you're like, I'm going to lose this fucking dog.
Yes. Well, the entire time. So when I picked him up, she said 9 out of 10 overnight visits like this are for dogs getting into weed. That's what she told me. She's like, it's rarely an emergency. It's usually they broke into the owner's weed sash.
Wow. And,
but, like, I didn't know that he did it. Like, it was just sitting in a box. And I started off saying how well-behaved of a dog he is. To this day, that's the only thing he's ever chewed up that he hasn't supposed to chew. Like, I don't crate him or anything.
Learned his lesson.
I learned my lesson.
He did, too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah.
That's why we need the feed.
That wouldn't have been
panic.
A fun feed.
What Dave did not describe in any vivid detail is like the panic that sets in as he was trying to set. Like,
yeah. I mean,
he's probably pacing up
know.
And down.
I mean,
you know how he does the hand thing when he gets excited.
Yeah.
Watch this on YouTube with the hands.
It was
that's scary. As
it
fuck.
Was really scary.
Yeah.
Like when he started tensing up and puking in his sleep, I thought like he's having a fucking brain hemorrhage. He's dead.
Because I remember the next day, I think you canceled. Like, you're like, hey, I can't come in for the pods or whatever.
I came in, but
something happened. You were really disheveled, and I'm like,
I didn't sleep at all.
You're like, dude, don't
not
say
one
nothing.
Ounce.
But
yeah, I didn't.
Ace got the three.
Well, as soon as like, I picked what? Up Ace, it's like, oh, how the fuck you can't even fucking take care of yourself? Like, how are you supposed to take care of a living animal? You fucking idiot.
So what do you respond to that?
Like, you're right.
Ace is alive. Ace is healthy as can be. I actually thought about bringing him in today because he would have just sat there. Like, he doesn't.
He's
not.
Chill.
He's super chill dog, and but yeah, Ace is as healthy a
good.
Dog as can be. He's just
good.
A drug addict,
recovering.
Fair enough,
a recovering drug addict. Yeah, yeah. But no bullshit. It was the highest I've ever seen anything.
Higher than I was.
I mean, seeing him go down.
When like, were you high?
When we did the late night show.
Oh, it was.
Oh, so funny.
I mean, he couldn't stand. He was
yeah.
like a fainting lamp.
I had to like. I know exactly how he feels.
That was so funny.
Any update from Joey and Stu?
Oh, no, not yet. I DM Stu a little bit, and I don't think he knows yet, but he said he'll let me know.
We're talking about Eddie smoking weed with these guys.
With Joey Diaz, yeah. So it should be fun.
But can you give it to me, Sherry, right here? Like, this is off the record. While
yeah,
the
very off the record.
And mics are still hot.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to get high, or are you just going to, like, take a puff and pass it?
Oh, no. I would for sure.
Okay.
I would for sure. This is not a joke. This is not a bit or a – like, I legitimately, for years, have set up that goal.
To smoke weed
yeah,
with Joey D.
Yes. That's not like a – like, oh, like, opportunistic. Like, oh, there's Stewie
no.
and Joe. Like,
I mean,
I'm going to hop in.
You've always said you love Joey
yeah,
D.
Yeah, and Dan, social media Danny can confirm. Like, yep. We on our old podcast, like, this was always a thing.
Yeah, he said you brought this up, like, 5 years ago.
5 years
yeah,
ago, at least. Before
there.
I even knew this – before I even knew it was possible.
But is it one of those promises you made? Like, for instance, say the Bears are really in on a free agent and you made this threat that you would do something that at the time you made the threat seemed so crazy and like out of the realm
like
of possibility.
The big cat pinky bet.
Yeah,
no,
exactly what I'm talking about.
Fucking weed.
Yeah.
Gives a fuck.
No, I don't. Yeah. But like, you're not a weed guy. I also
no.
do think he'll take one puff. And that'll be it, but not because he didn't get high. Like I think
that's what I'm saying. I want
oh,
like
they're not going to let him fucking get out of that.
What do you mean?
I would hope
if
not.
You're a
you
novice, or if you're a novice or not, you don't smoke and you smoke with people that smoke regularly. There's no way Stu and Joey are going to let him puff one time and be like, "Oh, are you done?" They're going to be like, "All right, now here's the way you got to do it again." They'll pull out the vaporizer. They'll bring the Velo candle out. They'll have you be eat this milligram.
But like.
And I'm then they'll have meals come in. Stu will be like, all right, now we got to eat Chinese
I'm
food.
Sure that their weed is, like, out of this, like, nothing we've ever experienced. So, like,
I guess Joey's is fucking.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. I feel like
oh,
Ed could
crumble,
take one but. Hit and be on his ass. Like,
yeah, I'm
not
worried about that.
Physically able to do the vaporize or anything else.
It's like a concern.
Yeah.
It's a concern.
On that note, I recorded for my music show with this record label exec yesterday, and he's really tight with Keith Richards and the Rolling Stones. And he said that the first time he met Keith Richards, it was somewhere in L.A., I think it was. He walked into this back room where Keith Richards was smoking, and he's like, everybody knows what weed smells like. It's got that very distinct odor. He's like, this is the smell of his weed is something that I've never smelled before. And Keith Richards, like, he's like, what is that? He's like, it's weed. It's my weed, though. No one else touches this. Like, this is my strain. I don't want anybody else getting their hands on it. This weed is for me.
No milk will ever be our milk, Dave.
Milk just like that.
Veronica Vaughn.
But all right, boys, this was fun. We'll do it again sometime.
You're not gonna try to like bug my apartment or anything, are you? Because now I'm a little weird because you got this fetish of watching me, you know.
I just like it to someone. I just like watching you exist, Dave.
I don't get under your skin a lot
from a distance.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to interact with you.
No, that's part of the deal. Like I said, this is like I'm not just gonna give you something you want without getting something in exchange. That's the art of the deal.
I'll get subscribers to on the guest list.
The only thing that makes me nervous, Ed, is I don't want you to be let down with what you end up getting. If you do get the 24-hour feed, like, and Dave's as boring as he claims to be, you know.
You have to wait.
You'll learn a lot about World War II.
You have to wait for Summer Dave.
That's when, Winter Dave. Winter Dave and Summer Dave are two
Summer Dave is
wildly different.
There's just so many things, but there's so many layers to the onion, like we learned on the rundown the other day with the garbage chute thing.
With
paper towels and
towels is a lazy move.
The guy just savagely flushes paper towels down his toilet when his garbage can's right there. Like that's you can't get that type of entertainment somewhere else.
That's not entertainment. That's laziness. The garbage chute move. People are like, "Oh, you're making a no. Can, I'm not. It's going to reason, a fucking dumpster and they can, pull. They make the mechanical lever." It makes zero extra work for the garbage man.
Can you
In fact, I would like your garbage man from like episode 2 to come on and
that was a great episode.
You don't understand. Ed is basically putting you like one step above zoo animals right now.
I understand fully. That's why there's got to be give and take. I got to get something out of this too.
Like, he wants to observe and study you.
Yes, he wants to be the Jane Goodall of White Sox State.
The thing is, though, I know you guys are interested too. Like his light sources in his apartment and whatnot. Like there's so many things where I'm like, how does this guy?
Who watches TV with the lights on when you live alone? No. You watch TV with the lights on?
I think it's bad for your vision.
I think it would.
I got fucking fighter pilot vision.
To watch it with it off?
I think it would be very interesting to watch you guys live together for a while.
Nah.
That would be way more interesting.
Once you
No, because then it doesn't become fun. Ed loves how much fun and how casual he can be with this, but if you actually confront Ed with it. But I think Dave is probably a much better roommate than his bullshit gives him credit for. I think he is.
I could prove that through a phone call, because I obviously,
no, you're not.
For good reason, people would just assume I'm a slob. My buddy Kane, who I've spoken about a lot on this podcast, he would always defend me. He's like, dude, Dave's the cleanest guy we live with. Like, I would make sure there was not a dish in the sink, garbage.
I believe sure, no, yeah, it, yeah. You're not. It's not that you're messy. It's that, like, you walk into Dave's apartment, and I'm speaking more from the one that we used to spend time at a lot, and you'd walk in, and it would be like, that old turquoise sofa with bad texture and duct tape that you knew, like, dude, you were beating off on that. You're fucking chicks on it. That's not my point. Is like,
anybody on it.
It's just it's clean. Yeah, the place is organized, but like,
No, I haven't.
You open up the fridge. The fridge is like a little creaky. It's a mini fridge in the main room, and it's like there's just like one rogue Bud Light and like maybe half drinking Gatorade
that was
in there.
So
it's not. Yeah, I know it's not messy. It's just like,
no, I mean, but it like
the mattress is just like on the floor. The clean clothes are in organized piles.
We had
smells like fish. He just got done cooking some bronzino. So like it would smell like fish, but you're like, yo, I just made a good fish.
Anybody's house.
That day where we were going to, I think it might have been White Sox Dave Day in like 2017.
I know what you're talking about.
And Dave's like, all right, like everybody like, and he had a couple people in town. I think Trent was coming in. He's like, everybody get to my apartment at 7 in the morning. It's like, 7 in the morning? He's like, yep, we got to get ready. We're going to tailgate. We're going to do the whole, it's going to be a great day. I was like, okay. So I get there probably like 7:30, maybe a little bit closer, 8, calling him, nothing. Doing his door thing, nothing. Finally, I think somebody like comes down like from his unit. So I just like walk up. and I walk up. Dave is like completely passed out, t-shirt and boxers, and he has the dip in from when he fell asleep. He fell asleep with a dip in his face from the night before, just completely passed out. And like you say, like he looked, when he looked disheveled that day, when I came in, it was like me and two other people, like just like, we're here, like we're ready to go. And Dave is just like, what? Like doing like the hair toss.
I got up, I showered, I brushed my teeth,
you were,
and I was
ready to go in 20
See,
minutes. But
that's my point though. Like, and if I know backstory too, like, oh, like.
That was a like 4 a.m. hang-up like, night, like, ooh, and then post-hang-up drinking at the apartment night.
Like, imagine this, a little black and white screen, White Sox Dave walks, stumbling in his place, throwing the dip in, falling asleep with it, and then there's another monitor, and it's like 7 a.m., and it's Chief at the doorbell, and it's like, oh, yes. Like, he's not.
You want a Truman Show?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I am not here for your entertainment, Ed. Exactly. Find some other guinea pigs, fucking pervert.
Chief, and then he walks in, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be the action shot. Walks in on White Sox Day with the dip in. Dude,
that picture,
and like,
oh,
just
my
a
God.
Little bit of the dip spit spittle going down.
This was
the side
in like 2015, probably. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it was in the summer of 2015.
It was like 6 years ago.
Because
I remember
it was 16.
Six and a half.
Five, 6 years ago. It was a long time ago. And
I think I'm selling you guys, by the way.
If that picture were taken now, that would have made its rounds throughout Barstool.
I don't think. Did I post a picture of that?
Yeah, it was posted.
I'll have to dig it. Dig up for it. I don't think I did.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Do you still have that butler table?
The butler table?
Wasn't there like an end table that looked like a butler?
Yeah, we named him Augusta because we lived on Augusta Boulevard.
He wanted us to put the first Redline Radio studio in his walk-in closet in his apartment. And he was going to charge us back like $300 for it.
Me?
Didn't you say? Because Pat was moving out?
Oh,
so you were like, yo, we'll take some of the money we make from Redline Radio when we were selling t-shirts when we first started.
No, that's not what it was.
Okay, sorry.
It was prior to us getting our old office, the one Portnoy walked into. I was like, hey, Pat's moving out. We could use his bedroom. We need a space, and I won't have to move. If we're paying $400, like, pay it to the fucking landlord.
There's part of me that regrets we didn't follow that up, because you'd be like, could you imagine, like, before we record the podcast, we're just, like, hanging out in Dave's living room. I'm like, all right, let's go cut a good show. And then we go into, like, a spare bedroom. And then we come out, we do a power hour together.
So funny. Unbelievable.
One of a kind.
All right. Think about it. Let us know if you want the White Sox Dave 24/7 live feed. And I'll sell subscribers, and I won't give Dave a cut.
OnlyFans?
No, I'm kidding. But subscribe on the guest list, though. Maybe he'll warm up to the idea if we do that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
All right, Don. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you guys for hopping on. That's it for today. We'll see you all tomorrow.